passage in this week's parasha, parasha Berei, that is deeply problematic, deeply troubling on so many different levels, it's kind of hard to know where to begin. The Torah tells us, Ki akum bekir b'cha navi ukhulim chalom, v'natan elacha ot o mofen. And if a navi, a prophet, appears amongst you, and he does a sign, performs some sort of miracle or wonder, u'bah ha'omka mofen ashe b'dir lecha le'bor ne'lcha ha'chalei ha'lokim ha'chalim ashe lo yudatev d'navi. And his wonder or his prediction comes true. He does something truly miraculous. And then he says, you see what I can do? Now come follow me. And we're going to go worship some other God. God says, don't follow that Navi. Don't follow that prophet. Why? Because God is testing you to see whether you love him or not.
Excuse me?
First of all, does God give powers to fake prophets? Does God allow people who are not really his messengers to perform miracles? And question number two, if he does, is this not the cruelest God you've ever seen? He gives powers to people who are not really the Navi, so that he can test you. I mean, it's worse than the teacher, you know, who sets out to trick you on the multiple choice questions. It's cruel to actually send a Navi and give them power to do miracles that come true, or to make predictions that come true, and they say, listen, you saw what I can do, now follow me. And God says, I hope you know, because I'm testing you. Don't listen to them.
What does it mean?
Why would God do such a thing? And how could God expect such a thing of us? So Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara and Sanhedrin already begins to make this a little bit easier, but he certainly doesn't solve all of our problems. Rabbi Akiva is troubled by this question of, since when does a Navi Sheker have power? Since when does a Navi Sheker say he's going to do something or something's going to happen and actually happens? Since when can the Navi Sheker do miracles? And so Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not what's happening here at all.
We're talking about somebody who was somebody who was genuinely a messenger of God, but something happened in their life at a certain point,
and they left. Something set them off. And so they went from being a Navi Emet to a Navi Sheker.
And then they come along and they say to you, well, you remember the things that I did in the past. You remember my track record, my history.
So come on, follow me now. Because we're going to do something else. That's as if the Akiva is trying to understand
how it's possible that a Navi Sheker can have done something or predicted something and it come true.
But it doesn't answer so much. Why would God do this?
Why would God
send people who were once Navi Emet and are now Navi Sheker to come just to see just how much do you love God? I'm going to send somebody who was authentically my messenger.
And now he's not really talking in the name of God. And if you don't, you fail. The Netziv Rabbi Naftali Tzvi of Berlin adds a detail into this passage that changes the whole thing. He says, this is what you missed in this story. And here's how you understand it, and here's how it comes together. He said, when is this happening? When does a Navi Sheker come along and say, you know my history, you know my track record, now follow me because we're going to go do something else? This only happens at one particular time in life. It happens in a moment of crisis. It happens at moments of tragedy and stress and difficulty. That's when people start saying, hey, this God you've been praying to, it's not doing any good. We're no safer. The person you're worried about is no better. And so somebody comes along and says, forget about all that. Forget about praying 3 times a day. There's a better way to do this. And you know who says it? People you trust. People who you've come to know. And they come and say to you, you know me. Now listen, it's the praying thing is not working. Keep it up. Maybe you'll shake a little harder. God will listen a little better. It's not going to do anything. In times of crisis and times of tragedy, that's when people come along and say, question yourself. Think about what you're doing. Do you see the results? Is it getting any better? That's the Navi. That's the Chaim Chaim that the Torah's talking about. It says, see, that's when it happens. It's the only time it can possibly happen. Is when we hit on tough times in life. And now it says, and until you understand what the Torah is talking about. You know, there are tests that are about success and failure. The Medrash tells us that there are tests, like the tests of Avraham, that are not about success or failure. They're there to strengthen you. We test ourselves to see just what we have inside. And that's why this passage talks about love of God. Because the Torah knows that true relationships and true love are built not in the good times, but in the bad times. Those are the moments that love gets tested. And when you can come out with your relationship intact, it is that much stronger. Because relationships at the end of the day are not just about the good times, not just when things are going well. Relationships form for life when things are bad, when they're not going the way you would have imagined. And so it says, God, yes, these are the tests. The test is not the Navi. It's not the person telling you to follow them. What was the test? That's the test. And it's a test not to see if you're going to success or fail. It's a test that happens to me. Because relationships grow under pressure. That's how it happens. And guys, this is perhaps the most important lesson we learn in our teenage years. We learn that relationships are not just about taking. Because when we're young, that's all it is. People give us, and we take. It's what we do with our parents. It's what we expect from our friends. Relationships are about taking. And then you hit adolescence, and you begin to realize, you know what, there's more to it than that. Because the relationships are just about taking. You know what happened to that person is not to give me anymore? Let me go to somebody else, maybe they'll give me more. And at a certain point, the best approach. And unfortunately, some adults never learned the lesson. And those who are adults have a very hard time building sustainable relationships ever. Because it's all about somebody giving to them. It's all about you. But most of us will learn in adolescence that that's not what relationships are about. Relationships are about taking and they're about giving. Relationships are not just about the good times, they're about the bad times. They're about the times where the other person in the relationship is not acting the way they should be acting. They're not living up to their potential. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and I have a decision to make. Do I abandon them? Do I leave them? Or do I stick with them? Do I go find somebody else who in the moment might give me more? Do I stick with it and I build it and then I stick with it? I learn at a certain point. That's where real love happens. That's where real relationships get developed. When we make that decision, we're going to stick with each other. We're not going to go running when the times get bad. And so the Torah tells us it's true about relationships between people and it's true with our relationship with God. It has to be true about our relationship with God. If we want a relationship, it has to be troubling times. There have to be times where we're questioning, where we're wondering, God, where are you? How could you? And those are the moments where we dig down deep inside and we say, I'm going to stick with it nonetheless. And that's when relationships grow and real love comes to the fore. Or we say, forget about it. I'll go look for it someplace else. And so that's why the Torah tells us. Not to listen to those, not to listen to that person in our lives. Today they may not come in the form of a prophet. They may come in many other forms. But those people who are going to tell us when we are down to abandon God, to abandon what we've been brought up with, because it's not giving us the quick fix. It's not giving us the answers we're looking for, and that's why the Torah says, "Ki menaseh Adonai Eloheichem etchem ladat hayeshchem ohavim et Adonai Eloheichem bechol levavchem uvechol nafshechem." These are the moments in which God asks of us, is that love deep? Does it really come from the inside, or is it something superficial? Those are the moments in which you get to know yourself. The degree to which you have and continue, and will continue, to develop a relationship with God. Good job, sir.